This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you just take lessons.
You're despicable.
You know, I want to say we're back. I also want to say, you know, I'm back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Yeah, I'm still fighting a little bit of the stuff off my throat. But, hey, you can't tie me down anymore. This is making me nuts. All this activity, and I don't get to say anything about it. Not going to happen. Hey, Dixie from Utah, thanks for being with us tonight. Really appreciate it. And, yeah, you know what? I'm going to love it. We're going to have Kimberly Marin on us right after the first break. An independent woman, not a conservative, not a liberal, not a libertarian, but an independent. And I have been, we'll just jump right in. Okay, why play around? All weekend long, I'm watching these posts, and I want to just pounce, right? Isn't that what we all want to do? You hop on Facebook, you hop on your whatever social media, Twitter, whatever you got, Google. And you just want to pounce all over it. You want to be able to look at, you know, what are you people, stupid? What are you, a bunch of morons? I mean, it's kind of what you want to say to them. But then you figure, you look at the signs they're carrying. Someday a woman should have as many rights as a gun. Well, heck, you mean you want to be banned from, military bases across the country? You want to be banned from schools? I don't understand. What exactly are you shooting for here? Right? I mean, you see where I'm going with this? Is this nuts or what? So, I'm watching these signs. I'm watching the, and I listen to a lot of the interviews. And I'm thinking to myself, these women don't know what they're there for. Now, and I'm not making fun of the women like they're stupid. That's not what I mean at all. They really don't know what they're there for. And when they were doing the interviews, and they were talking to these ladies, I'm here to represent all women who can't represent themselves. Who is that exactly? Would that be all the females that were aborted? I'm just trying to understand. I'm not trying to be a smart butt. What women exactly... I mean, a woman that couldn't make it there that day? Okay, that's fair enough. What are you protesting? And I loved it. What are you protesting? That's what we heard on a regular basis. What are you protesting? And none of them could give you a clear, concise answer as to what they're doing there. Is it everything that Trump is going to do, might do, is thinking about doing, is thinking about in his sleep? Right? And then, I got to ask. I just have to ask the question. Because, you know, and if you're on the Facebook feed, please try to answer this if you can. What does, and if you got little kids in a car, I'm sorry, you know, some of you talked about bringing your little kids to this event. And I'm looking at this thing and I'm saying to myself, I don't want my kids there. What does being dressed up as a vagina, what is that drive home? In those protests. Does that prove that you're a woman? Does that prove that you only have a woman's issue on your mind? I mean, I'm saying that in all sincerity. What does it actually mean? And again, when you see, I mean, when you've got signs that say F Trump, but we're told it's rally wasn't necessarily against Trump. It was for women's rights. I'm kind of confused. And I had close friends of mine. I had friends of mine that would start off their post with, well, I don't know where you are in the political spectrum, but I think you need to understand the importance of today. I'm so proud of our city of Los Angeles for having this size of a rally. And I'm thinking, okay, well, they're doing this kind of all over the place. So I don't know what's to be proud of. L.A. jumps into just about everything, you know. Save the kumquats, save the cucumbers, save whatever. We'll have a protest. Guess it's out of work. Right? But the hypocrisy behind this one, nationally, now, I want you to think about this, in all honesty, think about this. The hypocrisy is that they would not let women who were pro-life women could not march, could not be part of the group. So I'm sitting there thinking to myself, so then it's not a women's rights march, right? Am I missing something? It's not a women's rights march as much as, again, it is an anti-Trump march. And then I saw these little kids. I'm talking four-year-old, five-year-old kids carrying signs that say F Trump. I got to ask you something. And yeah, I am being judgmental, so get over yourself. Really, you really think that that's such an exciting thing? You know, I heard some of these grandparents going, I'm here with my granddaughter. I'm so excited to show her what it's like to fight for women's rights. And I really would like to know exactly what rights that Trump has already put on the chopping block. I mean, you're going to be chained to a kitchen? Are you only going to be allowed to wear certain kinds of clothes? Will you be allowed to go out without a burqa on? I mean, will an adult male family member have to be with you when you go out? I mean, I'm trying to find out exactly what rights they're willing to push back against. Just confused. As I always said, I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer. Sometimes I have to be enlightened. So that's kind of where I'm at. I mean, you know, I saw all this stuff. I saw what was going down. I wanted to jump all over it. Not going to happen. I'm going to let them burn themselves out like the lady on the Alaska Airlines flight did. I'm Joe Messina, your host. If you listen to The Real Side, we'll be back in just a little bit. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an 800- A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
I guess you can sum it up in two words. What's that? Get involved.
We are back. It's going to be one explosive hour, I can tell you already. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do so much enjoy having you with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We are live tonight. Yeah, I know you had a couple of pre-records last week because I had no voice. I couldn't speak to you. But, heck, I probably, if I had brought her on last week and let it rip, she would have carried the whole show for me. Kimberly Morin joins me, as she does every week, to talk about some of the crazy issues that are going on. And this weekend, man, we had enough going on to talk about. Kimberly, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. So did you spend a nice quiet? Yeah. Did you? Well, we've got her duct taped in the other room because she's, you know. So you had a nice quiet weekend. Did you? Nothing really exciting going on that we should know about?
I went to a women's march. Rally in
New
Hampshire.
Oh, you did. So you're against Trump as well? Because that's what it was all about, right?
Well, I'm not quite sure what it was about. I went to report on it, of course. You You can find it at New Hampshire Political Buzz. But my takeaway, you know, I wasn't being there to ruin their day. I was asking questions. You know, I mean, wasn't really even asking questions. I did ask one woman what her sign meant, and she didn't know. She was just asked to hold it. So.
Oh, well, there you go. That explains it. Let her go. Yeah.
So I went and, you know, taking pictures of signs, listening to my state senator speak, one of them, who actually, I was amazed, and I'll talk about the rally, but I just got to bring this up because I was standing there and she's like, the Trump administration is talking about defunding birth control and family planning that we send to foreign countries, which is what Trump did today.
Right.
So I looked into it a little bit and I'm thinking to myself, what? Suddenly she cares about women in other countries when it comes to birth control and abortion, but she doesn't care about women in countries, many countries, where they are oppressed. Little girls can't get education. Little girls are married off to pedophiles. Women can't even drive. Women can't dress freely. Women can't vote. Really? She's concerned about birth control. Both of my senators now have said that, and all Democrats across the country.
Well, yeah, exactly. I'm listening to what you're saying and other people saying. I'm watching the interviews, and I said in my first segment, I have no clue as to what these people were marching for. I mean, they're marching for women's rights, but, you know, Kimberly, doesn't being dressed up as a vagina, Madonna on stage yelling F Trump, you know, doesn't that kind of take away from any message they might have had?
Oh, yeah, you have to respect us while they're dressed up like a vagina. Sorry, doesn't work that way.
I mean, well, as a woman, if you're looking for a serious, honest conversation, you as a woman walking up to see what these people are talking about, when you see that, what's the first thing that goes through your mind? This has got to be this is really got to be a backwards day event or something?
Well, like a joke. So listen, but the thing, a couple of things about this, because I can go on about this for a while. I've been talking to people for a while. I did ask, one of the things I did ask is, well, what rights do men have that women don't? And not one person could answer me. And then they talk about reproductive rights. Well, I'm sorry, but uteri and ovaries don't have actual separate rights from a woman. So, you know, I've been having discussions back and forth, and basically it's about abortion, and they want people to pay for Planned Parenthood and their birth control. So, but if you're a man, Joe, you know this. If you're a man, you can't talk about Planned Parenthood, abortion, or their reproductive rights, quote unquote, but they demand you pay for them.
Oh, it's hilarious. Yeah, and you're right. I get email after email. When I talk about abortion and abortion issues, I'm told that I don't have a uterus, so I can't really talk about it. I can't really know what's going on. And I feel like saying, then why do you keep telling me how to be a man and how to act like a man when you don't have any of the male parts? Or maybe they do, and I just don't know. I don't know.
Depends. But so that's what it really seems to be about. They're talking about, basically it's all bogus. It's all the same left-wing BS that they've been talking to women about for the past more than 8 years. I mean, the feminist movement was taken over by the left under Clinton, and that's where it died. Because when Bill Clinton was a known serial sexual assaulter and a rapist, and then his wife victimized his victims, and they didn't back his wife to say, get out, get rid of him, and they supported Bill Clinton because he was for abortion, that's when the feminist movement actually died, dead, gone.
Well,
rest in peace.
I loved it when one person was being interviewed. She said, I can't believe that they actually let, you know, a serial sexual abuser back in the White House, in the White House. They allowed him, and they've gone through this whole thing. And at first I'm thinking, right, they're talking about Billy Bob Clinton. But no, she was talking about Trump. They really hadn't thought about what Bill had done. And if they had elected Hillary, wouldn't they be letting a sexual abuser back in the White House?
This is one of the signs. I was posting on Twitter, too, at the same time, the signs. And I was pointing out with every single one their hypocrisy. That's one of them said sexual assault. And I said, this is described Trump, but it described Bill Clinton to a T. They loved him. Why? Because it's all about abortion. And then there's other signs like accountability. We're going to hold you accountable, like saying it to Trump. You didn't hold Obama accountable.
Yeah.
Where have you been for the past 8 years? And I could go over, you know, you could go over a list of everything.
Well,
and then they have a sign that says women's rights are human rights, except when it comes to women protecting themselves and their children via the actual right of the Second Amendment, except when it comes to worker freedom from forced unionization, which is the First Amendment, except when it comes to school choice for mothers, purchasing health care that's best for their families. I mean, on and on and on. They're just the biggest hypocrites on the planet, and they were all in one place at one time, so it was easy pickings, Joe.
God. Well, listen, they were. Let me give you some happy news for a minute. We'll come back to this in a second. According to a recent Massachusetts poll, Elizabeth Warren might be in a little trouble, huh? Yeah, I don't know all the players, but they recently did a poll and trying to see how Elizabeth Warren is going to do the next time around. You know, the Dems still haven't figured out that their policies, their foundational policies, are being rejected. And I'd even throw an olive branch over there and say it's not even the Dem policies. It's socialist. It's the communist people that have infiltrated the Dem Party and pushing these on their people, pushing these on the other Dems. I don't know.
They got rid of all the. You can't. They are so far left wing, and they've taken over that. Regular Dems, who were more centrist Dems, they're not even welcome in the party anymore, and that's why they voted for Trump.
All right, well, we're going to go for a quick break. We will be back in a minute. We're going to talk about one of their keynote speakers at the women's group. Fascinating woman. We'll be back in a few minutes. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening on The Real Side. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1 G2.0 and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spelled P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Oh, head over to the website, realside.com. Again, you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll, you can read the articles we get up there, a whole bunch of stuff happening. Kimberly Moran joins me. She's done it every week to talk about the issues of the day. I thought we were going to have a boring weekend. I figured we wouldn't have much to talk about. But my God, we could probably fill about 4 hours, right?
I could fill days.
Well, okay, so you went and you talked to people, and I was asking you earlier, I said, you know, you see some of those signs. I mean, some of the dumbest signs in the world. You know, the one that infuriated me being a Christian was the one that said, you know, if Mary would have had an abortion, we wouldn't be having these conversations. I'm thinking, how stupid are you? I mean, really, what do we get, an IQ of negative 1.5? When you see these women up there, the way they're dressed and all of that, how does it make you feel?
I told you, I'm embarrassed. I'm embarrassed by my gender, and I'm embarrassed for a bunch of reasons. I mean, you know, if you're going to dress like a fool and act like a fool, you're going to be treated as such, and you don't deserve to be treated any differently than the fool that you are. But the thing that really, really gets me, Joe, is that these women are supposed to be intelligent women, intelligent, educated women, right? I mean, they actually put other people down for not being educated. But these women are some of the most ignorant, uninformed women I've ever seen in my entire life. They are complaining about rights. Some girl has a sign, and multiple people have signs like this, that a uterus and ovaries are more regulated than firearms. So I want to know, you know, what, you have to ask permission to use it? So
you have to have a license.
No, listen, so you know, like I said, they never explained what rights men have that women don't have. As a matter of fact, women actually have more, we have more rights because we have special rights, because we get treated specially because we have lady parts, you know, affirmative action, small business loans, you know, on and on and on, right?
So I hadn't really thought about that, but you're right, you do. You get a lot more privileges being a female than I do as a male.
Yes, we do, especially a white male.
I know.
You just got
right?
Shorter in the butt. So listen, so they're talking about rights that don't exist, like reproductive rights, right? And we both, men and women, have the same rights to do what we want with our body. When it becomes an issue is when you want to take that body that's inside, that human inside yours at the day before you're due to give birth and kill it. Because at that point, it is a separate, complete separate human. Heck, it's a complete separate human after a certain amount of time, right?
Right.
Even though it's using you for food. So, but that's a whole different ballgame to go down. But that's what they really want. They want abortion on demand anytime they want, and you have no say in it, except they want us to pay for it. But listen, our real true rights, our First Amendment rights and our Second Amendment rights, Democrats try to take away all the time. The buffer zone bill that's gone to the Supreme Court that was shot down. They've been passing those across the country. No free speech on college campuses. That's been passed around the country. That shuts free speech down. And then, of course, the Second Amendment. And, you know, there's a woman named Carol Bone who in New Jersey who wanted to practice her Second Amendment rights because she had an ex-boyfriend who was stalking her. She did all the right things. She got the piece of paper. She got security cameras on her door. She was safe. She tried to get a firearm, but she never was able to even get one because New Jersey's laws are so draconian that women die because of them. That's a real right. That is a right. Not us paying for your damn free birth control.
You sound like you sound like you're really hot on this. This is something that's close to you.
I'm losing my voice over it. So Democrats, and I was coughing and congested all day. Listen, the only thing that Democrats are about when it comes to choice is abortion. Democrats hate choice when it comes to schools. They want to force mothers to keep their kids in poorly performing public schools because they love the union so much. Democrats hate worker freedom. They don't want women to be able to have the choice whether or not to pay or join the union. They hate choice when it comes to health care. Just see Obamacare. I don't even have to go any further than that. Democrats hate choice when it comes to parental rights. So you know what, Mom? It doesn't matter that you're the parent. We're going to put laws into place that take your rights away because we're going to make the choice for you. And the list goes on and on and on. These people are the most anti-choice, intolerant people that I've ever seen in my life. They have signs that said, make tolerance great again. Really? You've been so intolerant for the past 8 years. That's why you were trounced in this election across the country. We've had it with your behavior. We've had it with your intolerance. And this is called a unity rally? Take a hike.
Well, listen, and again, I know most of the listeners have already heard this, and I don't want to beat it to death, but the reality is that the pro-life women were turned away. For all intents and purposes, they were told, you know, you're not welcome here. So I often wonder that I wish they would just label these things. Again, they can't find the truth with both hands, but I wish they would just label these things really what they are, which is, it was a pro-abortion rally, right?
It should have been called a march, or, yeah, a pro-abortion rally. I mean, seriously, and this is what blows my mind, is that the Democrats have twisted these women to put their heads so far up their vaginas that they can't seem to come up for a breath of fresh air and see what's really going on in the world around them. Democrats don't help these women and freedom in other countries where women are truly, truly oppressed. And they have these women believing they're somehow being oppressed because we won't give them free birth control. Are you kidding me?
I hear you. And I'm glad you said it because I was talking about it, and I know I'll get emails about it, but I was talking about it in the first segment where I said, I don't know how you can be proud of yourself. If you're a woman and you're looking at these women in the race, you know, that were in the march, can you really be proud to be a woman to line up with some of the things that those women were saying and doing? I don't know how you could be. I mean, I wouldn't be proud to see a million men marching for a certain issue if they were acting like fools.
I think men should go around wearing penis hats and demand free condoms. I really think they should.
That would
work.
It's
the same thing. It's the equivalency.
Yeah, that would work.
Of course it would work.
Yeah, thank you.
Of course it would, because for me, would think they're foolish.
I can't.
This is embarrassing.
I hear you. All right, so listen, I want to hit on this this issue before we run out of time, because I think you're going to... It seems that whenever the women get together to do this kind of thing, and at this kind of level, you get, what, the Madonnas of the world? What was her name, Ashley Judd? Who was it? Was that the one that went, like, sideways?
I think the one, she went really, really,
Winona,
really cray-cray.
Right. Couldn't understand. I'm going to play that later on. Couldn't understand the words she was saying. Couldn't tie any of it together. None of it made any real sense. But then you get their speakers when they start getting, you know, I mean, Madonna, my God. Talk about the objectification of women. Nobody pushes that more than she does. And yet it's us They think we're the ones that do it, right?
Right. Yeah. You can't. I'm sorry. This is one of the problems I have, and I cannot stand hypocrites. That was my biggest thing with this rally, what hypocrites these women are for, you know, saying, oh, my God, Trump this and that. But they ignored it when Bill Clinton was in office.
Oh, yeah.
And then when other Democrats behave the same way, this is what I can't stand. And, yeah, exactly. Madonna. Oh, God. Remember when she had that sex book years ago?
Thank you. All right. Appreciate it. So,
yeah.
Anyway, when we come back from the break, though, what I want to talk about is I want to talk about one of the keynote speakers they had at the march. And it was this feminist activist, Donna Hytl, or Hilton, might have been Hilton, H-Y-L-T-O-N. Look her up during the break. And she was convicted in New York court for participating in a violent abduction, torture, and murder. Now, I'm sorry, but how do you... How do you hold this person up as a role model? I saw grandmothers and little kids there. I saw all kinds of people from all walks of life in this march. And this is one of the people they hold up. Now, I sent this to you just to poke you in the eyeball, and I know it did. But I do want to talk about it when we come back. How they justify this stuff. How they overlook the negativities of the people they have as keynote speakers. But somebody on our side sneezes in the wrong direction, and they're not suitable for office. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Yes. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Please get involved in the conversation. If you're a Facebook person, head up to Facebook. We have a live feed up there, and you can comment and respond. There's a whole bunch of smart people in that chat room. I'm old. I call things chat rooms. Get over yourselves. And or you can hop on the website, therealside.com, if you're not a Facebook person. We also have a chat room going on there as well. You can watch live. You can listen live. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. Again, don't go far. Heat up your coffee. Come on back. We'll be here. Hopefully you will too.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust. The Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
You tiny-brained whippers of other people's buttons!
We are back. The natives are getting restless, I'm telling you. You know, I've been, all weekend long, I've been watching this stuff that's going on. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Kimberly Marin joins me, as she does every week. And, you know, Kimberly, I started to say this before, I didn't finish it, which was, you know, I'm watching what's going on weekend. I'm watching what's happening on Facebook and all this stuff just shooting past me on social media. And I finally sat back and said, you know what? These people will burn themselves out. I mean, their stupidity has been so illuminated over the weekend and what's been going on that they will eventually fry themselves up, don't you think, at some point?
I don't know. But there's not enough of them. They are honestly an extreme part of the Democrat Party or of women of that ilk. I'm pretty sure a majority of women are much smarter than that. But these, and especially some of them, I know I actually saw a few people who went and they thought it was going to be something different and they were disgusted. So not everyone was happy. You know, some people thought it really was a unity march.
Well, I'd like to see a few of those people interviewed, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah, I would love to talk to those people because, you know, and, you know, like I said, I talked to them one-on-one, but not, you know, interviewed. But, you know, it wasn't what they expected, and they were really disappointed and actually disgusted by what they saw, you know, because they weren't left-wingers, but they weren't happy with Trump. Or they were, you know, they were either Republicans or independents. But these rallies had nothing to do with uniting women. These rallies were about left-wing policy and ideology. I like the term Marxist march because that's really what it was.
Well, so we started talking about this on the other side, and that was the Donna Hilton, okay? And in 1985, she was convicted in a New York court for her participation in violent abduction, torture, and the murder of Thomas Viglier, whatever. So he was a 60-year-old real estate broker, okay? Now, these people, they were hired. She was part of a group that was hired to kidnap this guy for ransom. So they decided to start to torture him once they got him. And she was one of the ones that decided to stick a very long rod up Thomas's butt, okay? And because she thought that was, I guess, funny and torturous, and I guess that's what you do. So anyway, she was convicted for it and put in jail. One of the things she said is that he was obviously gay because he seemed to enjoy that thing when I did that to him kind of stuff. I mean, just a nasty, ugly woman. And then they pull her out and put her up on stage as I don't even know what to call her. You can't call her as a support mechanism. She's an animal. She's just an animal. This is what they're saying. These are the kind of women that they say represent their cause. But you read the whole article. It put you right over the top, didn't it?
It did because I went to Twitter because that's what I do. She is on Twitter talking about human rights. She kidnapped, tortured a man for 2 weeks, and then killed him. And she has the nerve to talk about human rights? Are you kidding me? And then these lunatics on the left put her up as some kind of feminist icon because she was treated terribly while she was in prison for 27 years for violating the biggest human right of all. She murdered someone. Not only that, she didn't just kill him. She tortured him first, and then when they did kill him, when he died, they shoved him in a trunk. So these are the type of the people that go in left-wing circles. These are the type of the people that Democrats prop up. These are the type of people that everyone, I don't care who you are, everyone should be rejecting as any kind of speaker for any kind of rights of anybody. It's despicable. Absolutely despicable. And you know what? Most women probably don't even know the actual story because she doesn't talk about why she was in prison.
Oh, right. Oh, no, we don't want to do that. We don't want to give too many, I don't know. Oh, my God. Do you know that they were squeezing his testicles with a pair of pliers while they were beating him and they were burning some of his parts and pieces?
I'm telling you. And you know what she...
I can't say anything.
Listen, she was interviewed during this rally, and they asked her why she participated, and this is her quote. First of all, because I'm a woman. Because I'm a woman that spent 27 years in prison, and we are the most marginalized of this demographic, and we continue to be silenced. We continue to be negated. We continue to be vilified. We continue to be dehumanized.
Oh,
are you kidding me?
You shoved a shower rod up a shower rod up a guy's butt. Okay, you were squeezing his testicles together with a pair of pliers. You were burning parts of his body. I'm sorry. What part of this is where you were being done? You know, bad things were being done to you. It is a sickness.
I don't know why she's out of prison. I mean, I just don't understand that. I thought she got life. It would be interesting to find out if someone let her out early, like Clinton, whatever, or whoever. But because I didn't read that part of it. But this is who they want to use as an example for someone fighting for women's rights, someone who took away the life of an actual adult grown person just because they wanted to get ransom money.
Yeah.
They didn't have to torture this guy. They didn't have to kill this guy.
No.
But they chose to do this.
Yeah. There was no self-defense. This guy had no track record of being nasty to women. None of that stuff. So, you know, again, how she becomes some kind of women's hero, I don't know. But this is constant in this group, is it not? I mean, this is not, They don't. Yeah. Where are their pure and I know you. There's nobody perfect, so don't take it the wrong way, people. But where's the pure and clean role models that they have? Where are they?
They don't want those people because those people aren't evil and won't lie and do anything to get to the end. You know, the ends just by the means. Look, they love Bill Ayers, who blew up buildings, and they look at him as some kind of left-wing hero. People died. Obama just let out that guy. I forget what his name is. He was a Puerto Rican terrorist, and he blew up a bomb, like 130 buildings, and people died. The left will now prop him up as a hero. They prop up Che Guevara as a hero. The Black Caucus goes to Cuba to meet with Castro. He's a racist, and he killed people. I mean, I don't grasp it because we think normally. We actually look at these things and say, no, it's bad to murder people. It's not a good thing. And they don't care. They will use anything to try to push their extreme left-wing ideology, and they don't matter if it hurts children, women, if people die, if people were killed, or if they're going to be killed. They don't care. All it is about pushing their ideology.
Yeah, I agree with you, and it's too bad. Again, you know, when it comes to stories like this one and other ones, and you read more and more and more, look, they've got the pro-life march coming up next weekend. I guarantee you not only will it not get as much coverage, if somebody does have the cojones to cover it, they won't put the right numbers up. This is going on for years, and it's not something they really want to promote, right? We won't see this in mainstream media, and we won't see any of the truly women's rights groups touting this as a good thing to go to, will we?
No, you won't. It's not going to be live streaming with all these people, you know, being interviewed and whatever. They never talk about the million, whatever, the Life March, which happens every single year. It's one of the biggest events that ever happened, and it happens all over the country in every state. So they will never actually talk about that because it doesn't fit with the mainstream media's narrative. And I'm sorry, but a majority in the mainstream media are left-wingers, so they push that narrative. And they lie, and they continue to keep people dumbed down. I wrote a story about this, how the left keeps people, their own people, uninformed so they can remain sheeple. And that's really what they do. They intentionally keep people dumbed down, and the media is in bed with them.
No, it's funny.
This is all factual. This came out in the email.
Yeah, we keep talking about how they get their information. And here in California last year, before the election, 39% of all new registrations for the Democrats were done online. And I don't want to argue whether they're valid or not valid or what have you, but the Dems do a really good job at driving people online. So their people are getting information online. Their people are getting 140 characters or less in information. Why go anywhere else? Their party's feeding it to them. They don't have to think on their own. They just have to follow the tweets and the texts that they get, right?
Your state lets people register to vote online.
Yes, and I think at one point they were talking about registering the same day you vote. All right, but you can't do that now, but yeah.
It's bad, bad, bad. We have that here. There's voter fraud every year in New Hampshire.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
All right, we're up against it, lady. I know you need to go have your drink now, so go ahead and tell people how they can find you.
I got New Hampshire Political Buzz. You can check out the article I wrote about the rally I went to in New Hampshire. And then Granite Rock, I have a blog about how I'm embarrassed by my gender. Check it out, and I will see you next week, Joe. Yeah. Thank you.
No, thank you. All right, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Side. If you're watching on Facebook, don't forget, you got to restart at the top of the hour. And please don't leave. I got a lot of hot stuff coming up in the next couple of hours. Yeah, you got me for a couple of hours if the throat holds out. But anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We're coming right back, I promise.